Okay, with me here is Rocky, and Rocky was ready to go to have sinus surgery to take out his polyps, and I'm going to have him share his story. Okay, Rocky, how do you find out about me?
I heard about you from Anna.
Anna?
Yeah.
Anna is one of my former patients, still an active patient. Okay, so what did Anna say about us, and what's your problem?
Well, I was having dinner with Anna, and she noticed that I was having a hard time breathing and wiping my nose quite a bit. And so she says, I know a doctor that can help you. I said, oh, really? I said, well, give me his name. So she says, I'll email it to you. And shortly thereafter that, I went out of town. I called as soon as I came back. And at that time, I had severe sinus problems, allergies to pollen. I was allergic to any wheat products, which seemed to close my station tube. And at that time, the post-nasal drip was so severe, there were times when I was spitting almost every 5 minutes. I felt on some days, I was on a business trip, that I was drowning in mucus. It was incredible. I had taken antibiotics for approximately 40 days to 10-day periods of Vioxin, and two 10-day periods of Trovan, which seemed to help for a while, but the allergies got worse and worse and worse.
How long had you had this allergy problem? How many years?
I've been allergic to wheat for a really long time. That one cleared up, but the pollen just started this year. The other thing is, for a number of years, if I drank even a half a glass of red wine, I would be so congested that it would last 24 hours of totally plugged. I had my first glass of red wine, half a glass last night, with no problems at all. I was very surprised.
That's after you have how many weeks of
treatment? That was after five treatments.
Five treatments.
Today was my sixth.
Oh, so that's only six treatments?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was after five treatments. Oh. I've had really, I started noticing response after the second treatment, but and after the third, major improvement, and now I'm up to six treatments. Basically, I feel like I have my life back. I mean, I could not sleep at night because of the congestion. Taking Sudafed and things like this were somewhat helpful, but to be so much better is just fantastic. And my energy level returned too during this period. Your energy is so low, and you lose so much fluid from spitting that you're dehydrated. You have to make sure you drink plenty of fluid.
That much.
Yeah, that's how much fluid I was spitting out of my body. It was just phenomenal. And there were days when I would get ropes of mucus out of my mouth that are still attached to the tissue, and they're still attached all the way inside my mouth to the back. and that's gone. That's gone. And each day it gets a little better. And till now, there's just about nothing. I might spit once in the morning, but that sure beats hundreds of times a day.
So you were ready to have surgery?
I was
before
scheduled,
you came to me.
I was scheduled to have surgery April 6th, and after the five treatments, I canceled. And I have no intention of going back.
Okay. How long did Anna been talking to you?
She told me once, and I did it. Oh, and then she sent me an email.
That's all?
Yeah.
She never talked to you in the past? I thought she talked to you a long time ago.
No. This is the first I'd heard about you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned that you have had acupuncture before. What was that for?
I had acupuncture previously for sore muscles, lower back, things like that. I had acupuncture in the beginning of January for the closed eustachian tube, and it worked temporarily from two different acupuncturists. But this appears to have opened it up permanently because it would relapse. It would work well for a while, and it seemed to relapse. And I keep going back. I thought I was better, but this feels much different. I feel like it's truly open. And it's staying open.
Yeah, tell us. Your experience with the trip, you just came back from New York.
I just got back this afternoon before I got here. I was in New York, and I'd been afraid to travel because my plugged eustachian tube leads to so many other problems, you know, ringing in the ear and dizziness. And I didn't take any Sudafed. I didn't take anything, and I had no problem either going or coming back.
What are you taking now in terms of medications or drugs or anything like that?
Zero. Just vitamins.
Absolutely. Not
yeah.
vitamins.
Yeah.
Not vitamins. My food supplements.
Okay.
You're not supposed to take vitamins. That's yeah. another subject that we'll be talking uh-huh. about later. Okay. How many people, how many conventional doctors have you seen?
With my sinus problem?
Yeah, yeah.
Two.
Only two?
Yeah. I went to a general practitioner and then ear, nose, and throat.
And the ear, nose, and throat person recommended surgery right away?
Right. Yeah. After the antibiotics, he recommended surgery.
So what did he do? What kind of tests? It's not that he did to...
The testing that he did, you know, they put a flashlight in the back of my throat that shined up, and they could see the maxillary nasal passages if they light up or they don't light up. They said the left side didn't light up. Then they also stick a flashlight under your eyebrow in the inner corner of your eye socket to see if they light up there, and they said they weren't lighting up too well. Then I did tomography, which showed the left side to be pretty much, he claimed it was 100% plugged off, which he showed me on the tomography.
And you said that they said you have a polyp?
They said I have a polyp, but that's what he said.
That's not bothering you right now, right?
It's not bothering me right now because, and I probably could not breathe out of the left side of my nose for the last 6.5 years.
Okay. Remember, you recall the first time after the first treatment that something happened. You
yeah.
wrote down on your recording. So what improvement was after the first treatment?
I started breathing out of the left side of my nose, you know, which was...
And the post-nasal drip?
And the post-nasal drip subsided.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I used to say if I could breathe 5 days a year out of my left nose, that was a lot. And now I'm breathing just about every single day out of the left side of my nose. So it's a major, major improvement, and I don't think I'll be going for surgery at all.
Mm. So you want to make any comments on the herbs we do, the supplements, and the preventive education I gave you?
Yeah, I think that this holistic approach has been very effective because in addition to Dr. Tong's methodology, you're still getting support through the Chinese herbs that have the life force in them and the standard process supplements that have the life force. And all these combined are synergistic in helping the body to heal itself even quicker.
Mm. You want to make a little comment about your girlfriend that you recommend you drag over?
Yeah, and my girlfriend's here now, and she's had... severe bronchitis and chest conditions that is clearing up rather nicely. Very pleased.
Okay, you will hear comment from his girlfriend next week. She had a whole month of bronchitis with antibiotic, after antibiotic. Now she is really a lot better, and she's going to be sharing her story with us next week. Well, thank you very much, Rocky.
Thank you, Dr. Tong, for making me a better person.
Okay. About maybe like a couple months later or 6 months later, we can talk to you and see whether we get a permanent cure. To me, I know almost 100% you can be cured.
Thank you.
With all the supplements that I gave you and the, you know, you watch out for your nutritional thing, there's no way that your problem will come back.
That sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.